Proclamation number 5456 dated the August 4th, 1952. The only beatifying church. There is no only beatifying church if an organization is meant by this. Anyone belonging to the church founded by me on earth will become blessed, because his eternal bliss is already guaranteed by the fact that he is a member of my church, that he therefore lives in a faith which has become a living faith through love. It is not the church that ensures a person's beatitude but faith and love, which might well be entirely missing in spite of belonging to a church supposedly founded by me but established by people as the only beatifying church. Indeed, true members of my church can emerge from every church or school of thought as this is solely determined by faith and love, but no human being can ever belong to this church of mine who cannot demonstrate its characteristics, the working of my spirit, which is based on faith and love. My kingdom is not of this world, and although my words were undeniably spoken to the people of this world, they nevertheless had a spiritual meaning, because they were meant to help establish my spiritual kingdom. They referred to the kingdom outside of this world, which is everlasting. What I demanded of people was to guarantee their eternal life in the spiritual kingdom. My demands should in fact be fulfilled on earth but not with earthly actions in which the soul could stay detached, rather the soul has to comply with my will. Only the soul has to change itself, and if it genuinely strives to do so it will already be a member of my church, because then the person also has faith and his inner impulse for willing pursuit is my spirit, my voice, to which he will listen and strive to follow. And this working of spirit is proof of membership to my church, which will later result in blissfulness. I brought the pure gospel to people, I enlightened people about everything required to enter my kingdom which is not of this world. I taught them to love and thus showed them the way which leads into the kingdom of bliss. I gathered around me all those who so far had been taught wrongly, and thus I was their preacher representing his church and wanting to give its beatifying effect to the people who listened to him. Therefore I founded the true church while I lived on earth, and I admitted everyone into it. Jews, Gentiles, tax collectors and sinners, and to those who believed in me, who accepted my teaching and lived accordingly, I sent my spirit after my death, the attribute of my church, which cannot be overcome by the gates of hell. But where is the working of the spirit in the church which calls itself the only beatifying church? My spirit can certainly express itself even there, as long as the connection with my church has been established first. Because I alone pour out my spirit and only where the conditions are met which result in a working of my spirit. And that is where the true Church of Christ can also be recognized, because no matter what is done to its people, they cannot be defeated or driven away even if hell itself takes action against them. My church is invincible because it is my work. It is the only spiritual church which leads to beatitude. No self-righteous Christians can be found in it because they exclude themselves from the community of believers and are therefore not true followers of Christ, and neither are they devout representatives of my name when they are put to the test. And this test of faith will be demanded of them, it will be demanded of all who call themselves believers. And then it will be proven who belongs to the true church, the church which I founded myself. Then the working of my spirit will be proven as well as the strength it can give to those who come under attack for my name's sake but who gladly acknowledge me before the world when the decision is demanded. And then it will also be proven how little the church, which calls itself the only beatifying church, lives up to its promises, how all its members will leave who did not belong to my church, who then recognize its weakness but not the spiritual value of the church which was built on faith as strong as Peter's. Because every one of my words was and is to be understood spiritually and can only be understood as such when my spirit can work within a person. But then he has a living faith and he will only strive for the kingdom which is not of this world. Amen.